Kavanagh admitted. "But a first-time captain is always welcome here. Some of my fellow exporters take a blasé approach about our planet's product and say there will always be a demand. I think a little warmth in the relationship never comes amiss, especially as it is just the one product upon which our entire economy is so dependent. I'd hate to see anyone discouraged from returning." "Am I going to have cause to be discouraged?" He spread his hands. "We can always find the odd case or two. What exactly is your starship's capacity?" "Inone can manage 700 tons." "Then I'm afraid that a little bit of disappointment is going to be inevitable." "Old Dominic always kept some cases back for a decent trade," Reuben said, "and we certainly have a trade in mind." "You know Dominic Kavanagh?" Kenneth asked with a note of interest. "I certainly did. Your father?" "My late grandfather." Reuben's shoulders sank back into his seat. "Oh, boy, he was such a lovely old rogue. Alas, his wisdom is sorely missed by all of us." "Did he go from natural causes?" "Yes, 25 years ago.
25? Reuben appeared to lose himself in reverie.
"I'm sorry," Syrinx told him.
25 years. That means I must have been here at least 35 years ago, probably more.
Bugger, but there's no fool like an old fool."
"You mentioned a trade," Kenneth said.
Syrinx patted the cool box on the floor by her chair.
"The best Atlantis has to offer."
"Ah, a wise choice. I can always sell Atlantean delicacies. My own family alone will eat half of them. Do you have an inventory?"
She handed over a sheaf of hard copy. There was no desktop processor block, she noticed, although there was a keyboard and a small hollow screen.
Kenneth read down the list, his eyebrows raised in appreciation.
"Excellent. I see you brought some orange sole. That's one of my personal favourites."
"You're in luck. There are 5 fillets in this cool box. You can see if they're up to standard."
"I'm sure they are."
"Nonetheless, I'd like you to accept the contents as my gift for your hospitality."
"That's really most kind, Syrinx."
He started touch-typing on the keyboard, looking directly at the hollow screen. She was sure her fingers couldn't move at such a speed.
"Happily, my family has interests in several rose-yards on Kesteven," Kenneth said. "As you know, we can't officially sell any Norfolk tiers until midsummer, when the new crop is in. However, there is an informal allocation system operating amongst ourselves, which I can make use of. And I see my cousin Abel has several cases unclaimed. He owns the Eaglethorpe estate in the south of Kesteven. They produce a very reasonable bouquet in that district. Regrettably, I can't offer you a full hold, but I think possibly we can provide you with 600 cases of bottled tears, which works out at just under 200 tons.
"That sounds quite satisfactory," Syrinx said.
"Jolly good. So that just leaves us with a nitty-gritty of working out a price."
Andrew Unwin loaded Quindex's passport fleck into his processor block, and the unit immediately went dead. He rapped on it with his knuckles, but nothing happened. The 3 men from the space plane were watching him keenly. Andrew knew his cheeks would be bright scarlet. He didn't like to think what his father would say. Passport officer was an important job.
"Thank you, sir."
Andrew meekly handed the unread fleck back to Quinn Dexter, who took it without comment. Mel was still barking from a distance, hiding behind the front wheel of his bike. The dog hadn't stopped since the group trotted down the space plane's airlock stairs. And the day had been going so well until the space plane from the Lady Macbeth landed.
"Is that it?" Joshua asked, his voice raised above the barking.
"Yes, thank you, Captain, sir. Welcome to Norfolk. I hope you find a cargo."
Joshua grinned and beckoned him over. The two of them walked away from Quinn Dexter and Ashley Hansen, who waited at the foot of the stairs, the dog scampering after them.
"Good of you to deal with us so promptly," Joshua said. "I can see the aerodrome's busy."
"It's my job, Captain, sir."
Joshua took a bundle of leftover Lalonde francs from his ship suit pocket and slipped three out. "I appreciate it,"